Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have a couple of members of the Elzegal Mystics out of Jamestown. We have Craig Melhoff and John Beyer joining us. And John and Craig, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. It is that time of the year again. The spring is here, and that means you guys are coming out of hibernation. We got a lot of events going through the Elzegals and the Shriners in our area. We've got the upcoming circus, but the big one we're going to talk about today is the upcoming fish fry. And Craig, this has been going on for so long for the Mystics, right?
Yes, it is. This is our 38th annual Elzegal Mystics fish fry. Folks, 38 years we've been at this, and it's a great event. It's our keystone, hallmark, original fundraiser.
You know, 38 years, Craig, that's as long as I've been alive.
Yeah, wow. Well, makes everybody else feel old.
Sit back and learn here. So our fish fry this year is next Friday, March 29th. It's at Shady's Banquet Room at the Gladstone Inn, same place it's venue it's been for a few years. We want to give a shout out to Carl and Andrea. They donate the use of their kitchen and the banquet rooms. They're members of our unit, and without their help, we couldn't have a successful event here.
Thank you to them over at the Gladstone, or at Shady's.
Right. Yeah. So we'll be serving from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. again next Friday, the 29th. Tickets are $15 for adults. Children 6 to 12 years old are $5. Children under 6 years are free. Tickets are available from at Shady's, Sabir's, Johnny B's, Brick House, and from any Elzegal Mystic member. Some of us have offices, Widower, Investments. If you get down to West End, Hyde and Fur.
You can go to Lifestyle Appliance. I'm sure he's got some over there.
Exactly. So, and you don't have to buy tickets in advance. The price is the same in advance or at the door.
Yeah.
But what we're hoping for is a really great turnout. We know the kickoff, big event, the kickoff of spring is starting tomorrow with the running of the green, but the next big event is our fish fry next Friday night. So I'm going to turn it over to Johnny because we're so blessed with, we've got some restaurateurs and guys in the food industry, and they've really picked up our quality of our meal.
Sure.
And so I'm going to turn this over to Johnny to talk about what we're serving.
All right. Well, you know, I'm very blessed to be a part of the Elzegal Mystics and happy to help with the fish fry. I head up the kitchen, and we have some wonderful food every single year. We don't skimp when it comes to our fish. We don't use the pollock or anything like that. We're using a nice, beautiful beer-battered cod. I made sure that the guys all tasted it and confirmed that it's good as well. And we've got baked beans. We've got garlic, pepper, Yukon gold potatoes, coleslaw, buns. I mean, you name it. We got all kinds of stuff. And then we also have root beer floats for dessert, soda, coffee, anything like that to drink. And it's all included in the ticket price. So you can come on down there at the door. We start opening the doors at what time, Craig?
4:30.
4:30. So, yeah, you can start showing up at 4:30. And what time do we cut it off?
7:30.
We serve
for 3 hours.
So, come in there before 7:30, and we'll hook you up. And if you don't want to stay and eat there, you can come and get a to-go box with your fish for the day. And it is all you can eat. So come in there, load up. It's delicious. I promise you that.
You want to bring an appetite. And again, John Beyer, Craig Melhoff joining us on Let's Talk. And I want to remind people, too, with this, Craig and John, this is a big fundraiser for you guys, too, and to continue your mission.
Well, so with the Elzegal in Jamestown, there's three different groups right now. We have the Elzegal Clowns, the Mystics, and a new one that just started, Elzegal Easy Wheels. And between these clubs, we raise money for the Shrine Hospitals for Children. You know, a lot of children have gotten help at these hospitals. And actually, if you know somebody that's in need of some medical assistance, I mean, the Shrine Hospitals have the absolute best doctors shelters in the world for burn victims and walking disorders. And they've recently opened the doors to kids with all kinds of ailments. But these hospitals are supported by the events that we do and the money that we donate to be able to make this all happen. No family's ever received a bill from Shrine Hospitals.
Yeah.
It's all funded by events like the fish fry that we're doing here this Friday.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay. Craig, you want to add something?
I just want to expound a little more on the hospitals. The Shriners Children's Hospital started in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1922. That was the location of the first one. Today, there are 22 Shrine Hospitals for children, 18 of them with specific orthopedic care, treating injuries and problems of the bones, joints, and muscles, as well as complicated conditions such as brittle bone disease, spina bifida, and cerebral palsy. Additionally, four of our hospitals specialize in providing medical care to kids with burn injuries. Closest one is the Cincinnati Burn Unit, Cincinnati, Ohio. It's surprising. We run into people all the time when we go to these small town parades or people that come to our events. There's always someone coming telling us that, oh, my child or my niece or my nephew. It's amazing how many people, even in the local area, have had the opportunity to receive the care of our Shriners Children's Hospitals. Yeah. The other thing about that is I just wanted to mention that, you know, if you know of anyone that needs that care, a lot of people are kind of too bashful or too timid about approaching that. You know, reach out to any Shriner. Our local hospital representative is Mr. Jim Boatman. But you can contact any Shriner, and
we can put you in touch with the right people. And don't be afraid. Like, if you know, some people think they won't be able to afford to get to the Shrine Hospitals. Well, our particular unit, the Mystics, we're a motor patrol unit, and one of the things that we help fund is getting families to the Shrine Hospitals. There's huge expenses involved in having to travel to the hospitals on a regular basis to receive treatment for the families as well as for the kids getting the treatment. And so that's one of the things that the Mystics definitely puts a lot of effort towards providing funds for, is so that people can get to the hospitals and be housed while they're there, and as well as the free treatment that they get at our hospitals.
Yeah.
And to top it all off, every spring we do a screening clinic in Bismarck, which alleviates potential patients and their families from having to travel to the nearest hospital, which is the Twin Cities Hospital. Also, I wanted to mention, we do have an 1-800 number, and that is 1-800-237-5055 if you want to make direct contact.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for sharing that again. Craig Melhoff, John Beyer joining us on Let's Talk. And now we also want to mention, because after the fish fry, the next big focus is the Shrine Circus.
Yes. As John mentioned, there are three local Shrine units. But this Shrine Circus is not just Jamestown. This is the Jamestown Valley City Shrine Circus.
Correct.
And we have the Valley City Flag Corps, along with the Mystics, the Clowns, and the Easy Wheels.
Yep.
And we work together to put this is the hallmark Shrine fundraiser for it raises funds to help the temple administration operate for the year. This is actually the Potentate's Shrines circuses, but the local units help with that. And our circus this year is Tuesday, April 9th. The show starts at 5:30 p.m. There's only one show. We've gone to one show about 3 years ago, and it's working really well. The gates will open 1 hour before, so if you want to get a prime seat, make sure you're there an hour before. We started a bike giveaway last year, and I believe we got 29 bikes that were given away this year.
Gosh.
That are sponsored by local businesses. And
wow.
We want to give a shout out to all of the businesses that buy ads and support our Shrine children's coloring book.
Definitely, yeah.
That ties in with the bike giveaway. Costs there, I believe, children's tickets are $8, and we give a lot of children's tickets away to the lower elementary grades in the surrounding communities and in the Jamestown school system. honestly, I'm sorry, I can't tell you what the adult ticket price is what it is. Yeah. But
the kids will take them there anyway, right?
Right, right. Get your kids there, you know.
Yeah, it's a good time for the kids.
Oh yeah,
and it's a nice event that kids remember when they grow up. You know,
absolutely.
So don't forget that Tuesday, April 9th.
Tuesday, April 9th. And also, from what I've heard, they have the best hot dogs anywhere and the best nachos.
Well, and you're hearing that from John, too. And John knows. Yeah. He knows that. Yeah. So
the Mystics head up the nacho and
there you go.
Hot dogs.
Awesome. So the Shrine Circus, April 9th. Mark that on your calendar. Mark March 29th on your calendar for the upcoming El Zagle Fish Fry. Craig or John, anything else you guys want to throw out there before we wrap it up?
Just want to wrap it up with the fish fry. If you are able to make it, you know, be there or be square to the 38th annual El Zagle Mystic Fish Fry next Friday night, March 29th. Shady's Banquet Rooms at the Gladstone Inn, 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Perfect.
Also, if you've ever thought about being a Shriner, come talk to me or Craig. We'll be happy to let you know what it's all about and how you can get involved.
Perfect. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.